This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and Adam. Start your Saturday morning off right. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. We had a caller asking about DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, the more I think about it, anybody that's got a connection to Dan Quinn, I'm totally okay with. Is in the words of Dan Quinn, like if they know what I'm about, then I'm okay with that, right? I mean, that's what Dan Quinn, his culture is. It's like he doesn't lie to anyone, right? Tell the truth Monday. He's going to tell you to your face where you messed up on. And so if you're okay with, you know, that style of coaching and you know what Dan Quinn's about and you want to come here, absolutely welcome aboard. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts. Coach Rose tweets me, AWOD. Lawrence was balling to start the year but got hurt in Game 4. He'll be 33 by the start of the season if you can sign him to a Bobby Wagner or Ertz-type deal from last year. It's a no-brainer. He can set the edge and is their biggest need and get after quarterbacks. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jack in D.C. Jack, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, this is Jack from D.C. What's up, AWOD?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, man, I just got to say, in Adam, I trust. This goes for the AWOD Army and Adam Peters. Whatever he decides, man, I am all in. I heard the point about Zach Ertz earlier. Definitely think we need to bring him back. I actually told Doc Walker a few weeks ago, these are the glory years, man. I'm almost the same age as you are, and my glory years were Gus Frerot and Stephen Davis, pretty much.
Yeah.
So this is
how crazy is this? How crazy is this? We can sit back and just say, let Adam Peters cook, do his thing.
Exactly, man. And even that Lions game, I couldn't believe it watching the game. That was the worst beatdown since our old buddy Drab T-shirt wrecked his car right outside of the studios there at Half Street.
So do you have a free agent that you've identified as the guy to come to Washington here?
So I was wondering, AWOD, about the backup quarterback situation. I was kind of giving this some thought. I could be wrong. I thought Marcus was on a one-year contract, but I'm not sure if that's correct. But if he is, I guess for me, a big need would be a backup quarterback situation. I haven't heard someone call into the junks this week and say, what are the odds we bring Kirk Cousins back? And Kirk is not the guy. I mean, he's just not the guy. There's no way that we would bring him back, right? Even as a backup.
No, he won't. I actually think the best thing for Kirk Cousins' career would be to go to San Francisco and back up Purdy and maybe try to win that job. I don't think he will. I've been talking about this with my friends. I think Kirk will end up being probably starting quarterback for Pittsburgh or Vegas. I think that's where he will end up.
Wow. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I would love to bring Marcus back. I think he just vibed well with the whole culture and everything that they were trying to do this year. But who knows? I mean, the rookie from Notre Dame, Sam Hartman, seems like he's got some promise too. So maybe they're just going to roll the dice with him.
Yeah, I think Marcus Mariota – on a team-friendly deal would be great as a backup quarterback, just because he's already getting along with Jaden. He knows this offense here. And let's keep that room the same, right? I mean, it was so crucial that Cliff Kingsbury decided to come back. Like, I mean, honestly, we could do 3 hours on how important that is for Jaden's growth, to have the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row, right? I mean, Caleb Williams isn't going to have that. They're in Chicago. Already he's going to have to learn a new offense. So that's so important for Jaden and his development and his growth. Let's keep the entire room the same, right? Tavita Pritchard, bring him back there as quarterback's coach, and Marcus Mariota as backup quarterback. I mean, keep that room the same, and Jaden will grow, and he will get better.
For
He's got this amazing work ethic.
For sure, man. And I got to say, man, me being Jack from D.C., I'm the president of the AWOD fan club. But yeah, that is a great point, especially because I go back to Jason Campbell, man. We had a new offensive coordinator every year.
Yeah.
We had the Al Saunders, like, 600-page playbook that he had to try to learn in one offseason. So 100%. Just bringing Cliff back alone could honestly be the biggest move of the entire offseason.
Jack, you're the man, dude. Call me in Richmond. Call me during the week.
I will, man. AWOD Army, stand up. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Let's go to Michael in D.C. on line one. Michael, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's going on, AWOD? Man, I mean, it feels like every year there's one team that's trying to offload, like, a defensive star, you know, and that's, like, right at the perfect time where they're right at the edge of their eliteness and they're still going to get, like, the most money possible. And I just don't think we're going to be in the business for those type of players. I think next year they'll be, you know, maybe the guy in Las Vegas might be available next year for 2 round draft pick. So I feel like that is more of an organizational play than a player trying to get out there and win now. I think if they can give him the money he wants and
so what you're saying,
everything he wants.
What you're saying is wait rather than go and be aggressive and get Myles Garrett?
Exactly. I believe that the ownership and the general management for the Washington Commanders are going to treat this like it's like that, like last year. Like it's brand new. Like they're not trying to really build on anything. You have the nucleus. You have Jaden. They're going to need to find a way to score 40 plus points a game and keep Jaden in the pocket and stop the run. And the way Adam Peters has done that in his previous team are articulately finding guys in the draft.
Yeah.
And when you have teams that get deep into the playoffs, not only do you have to factor in that you now have a second rounder, third rounder, fourth rounder, pick rounder, you don't have a first, second, third, fourth. Now you have to pay guys incentive-based contracts or incentives based on their current contracts. So that $100 million might be, you know, $80 million if we get to the division champion. It might be $70 million if we, you know, so there's a lot of factors. And then your current players are inflated. You got to pay them more. So
right. I think so let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the best way for Adam Peters to build up an organization is over the draft, but I think that maybe changes when you win 12 games and expectations change and they've got all this money to spend. So is there a position you would be willing to spend money on this offseason?
Yes, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line. If you look at our schedule, we got some dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, there is not – I mean, I think the Giants are going to – I mean, they're not going to be what they were, and they played up to their competition just like everyone else in the division.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we could be a better team and win 10 games next year. At the end of the day, we need to be deep. We need to stay healthy, which was our number one asset. We were healthy. They managed our players correctly. Get the value guys in. Get Lawrence in. Get creative. Get the guys in that want to come in here for their exact value, not more than what they're worth.
Yeah.
And that way, it's like, yo, we want to come play with Jaden Daniels. Like, that's what they want.
Right.
That's what we need.
Well, what you said, though, Michael, is so crucial, is that you need people that are playing worth their value. Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, not playing to the level of their contract, right? Like,
exactly.
We need guys that are going to play to that level. So is there a wide receiver that you like? I've named T. Higgins. He's my guy.
I like T. Higgins. He's good. I mean, I don't know enough about what $30 million is going to be like in the next 2 years. $30 million might be a deal in 2 years for any wide receiver based on the cap, based on what the league is doing. I mean, they're milking so much cash. The cap might be 80% more in 5 years. So those are the things that Peters and guys that are like IQ 1000s that are making these decisions that are that we have those guys. So it's like, let's go. You know, we got Jaden Daniels. That's all that matters. If we can keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket, it's over. And by the way, last comment, De'Ami Brown, dude, love De'Ami, great dude. I wish him the best. I do not think at all he's going to be a Commander next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, man. I mean, it's part of the business.
Thanks for letting me chime in, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for calling. You're so right. I mean, we love De'Ami Brown, one of the best Januaries I'll remember for a long time for a Washington wide receiver. But congratulations. You earned a big bag of money. I hope you enjoy life in Arizona or in L.A. or wherever you go. Go get paid somewhere else, because I don't think Washington's going to overpay for you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So we're here with you Saturday morning on February 15th, and for most of the show, we've been talking football. I said it's the first weekend of no football, but I've got football on my mind. Such an important offseason for the Washington Commanders. But as we inch closer to March, I've got all these great March memories. You know, I was a kid that went to Jim Larrañaga summer camp every single year growing up. That Final Four run in 2005 was everything to me. I felt like I was friends with Lamar Butler and the rest of the squad there. Tony Skin, who, of course, now is the head coach of George Mason. Then I went to VCU in 2011. Final Four squad that year. So I've got so many March memories. I love the tournament every single year, and I do always love to say that I think college hoops real fans, like college hoops nerds like myself that watch almost every single night, we really enjoy conference tournaments even more than the NCAA tournament because everything's on the line for all those seniors, with everybody coming to one building, rivalries. It's always a ton of fun. So I like to do this segment, Chance to Dance. Who's got a chance to dance? All the local schools from the DMV. Who will make it to the NCAA tournament? March is always my favorite month. Time to get a head start on your bracket. Let AWOD do the research for you. You can call me ACC AWOD, A10WOD. I'm your College Hoops insider in the DMV. It's time for University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, buzzer beaters, madness. All the college basketball in the state of Virginia. We'll follow your favorite teams all season long. University Drive on AWOD Radio.
So I'll start with the Terps. My mom's a Terp. Went to Maryland, and Coach Willard's done a good job. Maryland's firmly in the field of 68. I believe Joe Lenardi's bracketology last had them at a 6 seed there. And, of course, Joe Lenardi's more plugged in than anybody. I love that I get to run into him once or twice a year when St. Joe's comes to Richmond to face off against VCU. And at bracketology, they track every result from every night, ranking and re-ranking who will end up making the field of 68. The first team out currently is the VCU Rams on Joe Lenardi's latest list. So a few things that stuck out to me from Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology here on Chance to Dance with AWOD Radio. Max, if you haven't been paying attention to college hoops, you'd think the ACC was the conference to beat, right? I mean, Duke and UNC, most iconic conferences and teams in college hoops. You had DJ Burns make the run with NC State to the Final Four last year, right? The vending machine. Clemson surprised everyone, making it to the Elite Eight. It's not the ACC, though. The Conference of Champions in college hoops now is the same Conference of Champions in football, and that's because that's where the money's at. And I don't know if you paid attention, but the players follow the money now in college hoops with NIL and transfer portal. The SEC is the conference to beat right now. In the latest bracketology, 14 SEC teams make it into the field of 68. How many SEC teams are there even in the country? Are they like 16? 14 of the 16? Yeah. You're going to get into the tournament from the SEC with a below 500 record because of how they've gamed the system, how they played in the NATA conference. They beat up on the ACC, beat up on the Big 12. And so the number one team in the country hails from the SEC. It's the Auburn Tigers. Oh, yeah, they spent money on a head coach in Bruce Pearl. They're number one. Alabama paid for Nate Oates to come back and not go to Kentucky. They're number two. And Florida has risen again. They're number three. Tennessee's number five. Duke is there, number four, representing the ACC. But, yeah, four out of the top five teams from the SEC. You look at the top 25, it's almost all SEC. Mississippi State's 22. Mississippi State's good now. Missouri's 21. Ole Miss has got some really good talent. They're 19. Kentucky in year one with Coach Pope is at 15. And you look around there, Texas A&M now. Buzz Williams, he was in the ACC. You see what I'm talking about, guys? The ACC didn't replenish their Hall of Fame coaches when they left as good as the SEC did. And that's where the money's at with the coaches. That's why the most talented players are going there. I mean, JMU, JMU's having a decent season, all right? And we'll get to them with Chance Dance in a second here. But their coach, Mark Byington, left JMU for Vanderbilt, took a few players with him, grabbed a few of the best guys from Virginia Tech as well. They're 17-7, 5-6, below 500, probably going to be a tournament team. Coach Calipari, first year at Arkansas, 4-7 in conference play, 15-9 overall, probably going to be a tournament team. The SEC is going to be the most represented conference in the NCAA tournament. It's not even close. Big 10 looking to get 10 teams in. Big 12 looking like 8. Big East, 4, maybe 5. ACC, 3, maybe 4. As you look at some of the bubble teams right now, is a lot of ACC representatives, like Wake Forest, North Carolina, SMU included, as we get to Chance to Dance here. So I mentioned it. We start with Maryland. Firmly in the field, Coach Willard has done a good job, and they have a chance to even improve their standings here before the end of the season. I mean, they could even rise when you think about what they've done this season. So Maryland's got some real good talent, and they've built this program up. It's taken a few years for him, but top 25 team right now. You've won two games straight, and based on their conference, they're going to have a lot of opportunities before the end of the season here to make even more noise. They got two top 25 matchups with Michigan State and Michigan, and then Iowa, USC, Penn State, Northwestern. There's a chance that Maryland maybe even gets up to being a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. Next would be my alma mater, VCU. Currently, right, like I said, first team out. George Mason, I think VCU has a better chance than George Mason based on what they did in out-of-conference, but I should give Tony Skin his credit. George Mason's at the top of the Atlantic 10, and Tony Skin did a great job in the transfer portal to bring in talent there, to mix with the guys that were on the roster the year before. And George Mason's flying high, winning 10 straight games, 20-5 overall, 11-1, and they got a crucial game. I believe it's next Saturday at VCU. The winner of that will probably be the lock to get into the NCAA tournament. I do think the A-10 will get two teams in, your conference tournament champion and probably your regular season champion. But Coach Tony Skin, it's so cool to see Mason have success this season. It starts and ends with Jalen Haynes, in my mind, down low. 12 points per game, 7 rebounds. He gives them the ability to play inside out. And then when they kick it out, Darius Maddox, who started his career, I believe, at Virginia Tech, is their leading scorer, 14 points per game. He's a 35% three-point shooter. Woody Newton can hit threes. KD Johnson has come in and been an elite backcourt player for them. George Mason's legit. They're good. They didn't make the most of their opportunity in the out-of-conference. Otherwise, you know, with this record, 20-5 and 11-1, you would be considered an NCAA tournament team. And then, who's got a chance to dance after them? I think you're looking at William and Mary. Don't sleep on the Tribe. Tied for third place in the CAA, given it's the Coastal Athletic Association. You will need to win the CAA tournament. College of Charleston's good this year. Towson is very good, 12-1. But William and Mary will have a shot. And if they can win the CAA tournament, they would absolutely get into the NCAA tournament there. They've got a chance to dance. Georgetown, better season, but they would need to win some games to climb the standings there. What's cool for, if you're a Georgetown fan, I think what's cool is, like, hey, you're actually relevant in the Big East this season. You're not Seton Hall. You're not DePaul. You're not Butler. You're hovering around 500 in conference play, 15-9 overall. And, like, Georgetown kind of can control their own destiny because a run in the Big East tournament would look really good for them. And they've got three really important games still on the schedule. All right, so at Butler today, 2 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. That's a big game. But then at 24 Creighton, like, that would be a huge resume booster for them. Marquette, the Golden Eagles, Shaka Smart Squad is going to come to town. They're number 18th in the country to start March. And then you host Villanova. Like, I think if you win, if you're Georgetown, you beat Creighton, Marquette, and Villanova, now you're talking about Cooley having maybe a bubble team already here at Georgetown. Norfolk State, top of the MEAC, always sleep on Norfolk State, winning their conference tournament and getting in. We mentioned JMU. It's the first season for a new coach there, replacing Mark Byington. And being it's the Sun Belt, you will need to win the Sun Belt Championship. It is Arkansas State at the top of the Sun Belt right now with South Alabama right behind them. JMU has won, I believe, two games in a row to move to fourth place at 9-4. They're in a better position than ODU, who is 7-6 and 11-15 overall. So for JMU, keep winning, keep moving up the standings, maybe get a first or a second seed or second or third seed in the Sun Belt and try to win the conference. Liberty, I feel like every year Liberty sneaks up on me. They are currently second place in Conference USA behind the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. And then we look at the ACC, Virginia Tech and Virginia. I guess we'll start with Virginia. They were a tournament team last year, first four last year with Tony Bennett. He retires right before the start of this season. In comes Ron Sanchez. And I wonder, did Tony Bennett retire because he knew the talent level wasn't good enough this year at Virginia? They are 500, 12-12, 5-8 in the ACC. A couple weeks ago before they won two straight games, it looked like they were going to maybe miss out on the ACC tournament. We now know it's going to be Miami, NC State, and BC that will miss out on the tournament. So at least Virginia will have a chance to dance. But they will have to win the ACC. I don't see that happening at all. Very interesting to see who they're going to hire to replace Tony Bennett, because Ron Sanchez is not going to end up getting that job. Ryan Odom's name has been floated out there, the current VCU coach. And so UVA will be at Virginia Tech today for a Commonwealth clash at 2 p.m. Hokies and Mike Young have played a much better basketball in 2025. It was not a good start to the season. That's why they're still below 500, 11-13. But they've climbed the ACC standings. They're right behind North Carolina at 6-7. They won at UVA, I believe, a week ago by 2 points there. And so hosting UVA tonight, big 2 p.m., big game for the Hokies. That's the interesting thing. UVA will be looking for a new head coach. I think Mike Young might be keeping his job at Virginia Tech if they can, stay within, a top 7 seed, top 8 seed in the ACC. It's just so tough because, I cover Virginia Tech football for my job in Richmond, and that's their moneymaker, right? So if they have any NIL money, it's got to all go to football because that's where they're nationally relevant, nationally known. And so that's the problem with the NIL and transfer portal for some of these programs is, like Miami basketball, they're putting a lot of money into football. I know Jim Larrañaga certainly had money to spend and got Nigel Pack, and the money they made, the money they spent helped them get to the Final Four, but that's a program that's going to spend on football. Same with Virginia Tech, which is kind of handcuffing Mike Young, the head coach of the Hokies. Hope you enjoyed Chance to Dance on University Drive. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. I appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got Max running the ones and twos, and appreciate all the support from the callers. Took a ton of calls today about the Commanders off season, and I'd love to see if we can get a few calls about this next topic, which is NBA All-Star Weekend. And to be honest with you guys, All-Star games around all pro sports are down. There's something off about them. It's not the same as it once was, right? I mean, Pro Bowl was just, oh my goodness, so bad. So bad, everything about it. Even the Home Run Derby and what MLB does isn't as good as it used to be, but nothing has fallen off as much as NBA All-Star Weekend. Growing up as a kid in Fairfax Station, me and my boy Alec would always have a sleepover every Saturday of All-Star Weekend between the ages of 11 and 17. And we'd order pizza and wings, and we'd pretend to be the athletes in my basement. We put the jersey on. We do the slam dunks. We do our own three-point competition while we're watching it in the background. And we just were obsessed with it. Loved it as a kid. And there's just not any more juice. I mean, somebody asked me, where even is it? It's in San Francisco this year. Nobody even knew where it was, who's playing in it, what's going to be going down, what's involved in it. They've changed the format of the game. So now it's like Shaq's team against Kenny's team and then a couple more teams, and they'll meet winners of game one and game two will meet at the end. I mean, it's just what is going on with NBA All-Star Weekend? And really, the whole topic could be expanded to the league as a whole is so down right now. So down. Ratings are down. Do they even care? Because they just signed that television rights deal. It's awful basketball with how many three-point shots and zero defense. And I just get so frustrated by the league. But I miss NBA All-Star Weekend. So I'm wondering, how do they fix this? If you have an answer or a thought, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I do think there needs to be more skill games that kids play growing up. Maybe the three-point shot has gone stale. The dunk contest, it's just come down to nobody's creative anymore. They're all doing the same dunks that has already been done for years. The skills competition worked at first. Now it's like, it's just so boring watching them throw a full-court bounce pass or all this. So what do they do? I mean, I would love a competitive game of 21. Some of my favorite memories of playing basketball as a kid were a game of 21 on the blacktop, after school, during recess, at a friend's house. A game of 21, like a legit competitive game of 21 with three or four guys, and you're tipping each other, sending them back to zero. You know, you're hitting a shot from the outside, but then you can't make your free throws. Like, a competitive game of 21 would be awesome to watch. What's another game the kids grew up in America playing? I would say every single kid who played All-Star basketball or AAU knows about the 1-on-1 game three dribble rule. I would 100% watch that. Put $1 million on the line for the winner. You got to get some of the stars, some of the celebrities in the league to play, but you know, there are like 1-on-1 games, three dribble rule videos trending on social media all the time of college kids or AAU kids. Imagine if that was Kevin Durant against Ja Morant, right? Or it was Zion Williamson. He could somehow stay healthy, right? I mean, Paul George against Kawhi. Now they're not on the same team anymore. I would love to watch a 1-on-1 competition, three dribble rule. Maybe knockout, right? Could they do knockout? I think that would be so much fun to watch. Maybe especially if it was like long-range knockout, not just a three-point shot, but like a Steph Curry-level three-point shot for knockout with something like they got to do something to gain more interest. The list for the celebrity All-Star game yesterday was just so mediocre. It was so mid. I made the point to say, remember, they had Justin Bieber playing that. Now we're getting hyped for Shaboozy and Kai Cenat? No, thank you. If you got an answer and you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Max, you want to weigh in on this topic? I know you are a big basketball fan.
Yeah, it's definitely lost its luster over the past, you know, I can't even really pinpoint it. The one dunk contest that I'll never forget was Giannis versus Victor Oladipo. That was probably when it had peaked for me.
For me, it was Blake Griffin, I think.
Yeah.
And then the
Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon dunk contest. I think that was when we officially jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Because they were just going at it back and forth with these crazy dunks, and it just never... It hasn't reached that height since. It is a shame. I wish they could make it more competitive, but like, it's very difficult to incentivize millionaires who already have everything they could ever want, you know?
Right, right. It'd have to be something new to get them excited. That's why I threw out, you know, a knockout, a 1-on-1 or a 21 competition. I mean, we're looking at the pursuit of greatness. Dunk contest history, possibly tonight. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And you know why? He doesn't even play in the league. And I love this kid. I've been a Mac McClung fan since I saw him dunk the basketball when he was like 14
yeah.
years old on YouTube.
I'll never forget his high school clips, man.
Right?
They would come across my timeline all the time.
And he's the pride of, I think he's from Gateway City, right? He's from Virginia. He's from VA.
Yeah.
But yet, there's no hype for this at all. He's trying to do what Jason Richardson, Nate Robinson, Zach LaVine, Dominique Wilkins all couldn't do, right?
Yeah.
And yet... There's just, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'll catch the highlights. Maybe that's part of it now.
Team USA plays
everything
Canada.
Can see it on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. Do we even need to watch it live?
Right, yeah. It's social mediafying everything. And just, like, the dunks get posted 2 seconds after it happens. So,
right.
Yeah. If I'm,
right.
I can just keep up with it on Twitter.
Yeah. So I don't have an answer. I think my number one thing would be the one-on-one game with the three dribble rule. Like,
yeah,
have you
that's
seen those
really
clips
cool.
on social media before, Max?
Yeah, every now and again they come across. It is cool to just see, like, getting to the basket with a very limited amount of time and space.
Right. And use your athleticism to your advantage, knowing the fact there's nobody else on the court. It's mano a mano. It's one-on-one. Who's going to go get a bucket? That shows me talent right there.
Yeah.
Anybody can make a wide-open three-point shot, especially everybody in this league. That's a big problem with the league right now. All right? Maybe we should delete the three-point game and stop letting people shoot all those threes.
Get rid
of the
line.
It's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Right? I mean, what happened to the mid-range jump shot? I used to go out and throw the ball off the backboard, catch it, take one dribble, and shoot from the free throw line or free throw line extended a million times every day. Now kids are just shooting from the logo. That's all they care about. Gosh, what happened to the game I love? Did it become too easy, right? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's just do a step-back three. I mean, you can't stop it if you can't block it. I'm going to step back even farther.
Yeah, they're not if you get the motion it. Down, then there's nothing you can do, really.
Yeah. Man, if you got an answer on how to fix NBA All-Star Weekend, we want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. Judging by the crickets on the phone lines, I think people just don't care. They're not interested.
Yeah.
Are you more interested in the Four Nations face-off?
Yeah, Team USA plays Canada tonight. That's going to be a good one. I'm excited.
I honestly think that people driving around the DMV are like, hey, Juan, can you just talk more about Jayden Daniels and the Commanders?
Right,
like,
right.
That's what I really want to hear.
Yeah, let's talk about the good things that are happening.
1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We are talking college hoops, St. Joe's at George Mason today at 12:30, Army at Navy, of course, Commonwealth Class Virginia at Virginia Tech. We talked about Georgetown will be at Butler, 2 p.m., JMU at Coastal Carolina, just some of your local DMV hoops going on today. And like we mentioned, who's got the best chance to dance? It is the Terps with Kevin Willard in charge of the squad. But I did want to close out the show by trying to do my best to bring you guys, my listeners in Richmond, Virginia, and from the Washington, D.C. area with me from the DMV to New Orleans last week for Bud Light Big Game Week. Live shows all week long ahead of the big game with some awesome guests on Radio Row. If you missed any of those shows, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Check out the podcast we have put together at Best of Radio Row. And so, Max, I know you were excited to kind of recap my trip as well because you loved my clip of B-Rob and Austin Ekeler.
The clip heard around the world, yes. It was very funny. Brian Robinson.
If you want to know what was going on in my mind at that moment, it was, well, this has been a pretty good interview, but could I take it to the next level with an awesome visual? I looked around and I saw a chicken wing, and I said, hey, they're here for bounty. I mean, it was pretty bad. Afterwards, throwing it to Austin Ekeler was fine. But then when I tried to hand it to B-Rob, and he said, nah, dog, you run it in yourself, that's when I knew it wasn't a great bit.
Oh, man. It was a great video. It did make the rounds up here. It was very funny.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
So who is, like, the most kind of unexpected person you ran into Super Bowl week?
You know, I think it would start with Master P.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to upset some listeners. I just know Master P as Lil Romeo's dad from the Lil Romeo show, right? Not rapper or anything in the music industry, but I went up to him and asked him who he thought was the best player in the NBA, and it surprised me he still picked LeBron James, and he went Luka as number two. So
ooh.
Master P thinks the Lakers have both the top two players in the NBA right now. You know, I've talked about how Jayden Daniels was the star of Radio Row. I took a little video of him walking in. Max, that's over 500,000 views right now. So you could tell how much of a star Jayden was on Radio Row. The best interview was Andrew Whitworth. And, like, I didn't understand why that offensive lineman was all over my TV until I had him on the show. He is so good at breaking down the game of football.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a reason Amazon Prime pays him a lot of money.
Yeah, so he's Thursday Night Football. You watch him all year long. He was so good, you know, breaking down Jaden and what Washington did this season and how Cliff Kingsbury was so smart with his designs and some of his play calls. Kyle Rudolph was a lot of fun as well. And then the bucket list one for me, though, was Mike Golic Sr., because I grew up watching Mike and Mike every day.
Man. Oh, absolutely. I gotta know, just because I'm a little bit fat and New Orleans is an incredible food town. Best meal you had in New Orleans?
Yeah, don't go for late night pizza in New Orleans. I know everyone says, you know, the pizza's
no Christians
banging.
Down
that's
there?
That's my motto, but not in New Orleans. So that's not the answer. The best thing I had was the seafood stew at Mr. B's, which was scallops, mussels, clam, and wood fire grilled shrimp.
Okay.
Over like this red sauce with like a risotto cake. It was so amazing, and it felt so New Orleans as well. That was by far the best thing. But the dessert that we had that night was like this cookies and cream ice cream that was like melt. Oh my goodness! Like I'm still thinking about it. It was so good. Yeah.
That sounds I might start looking some recipes up like on my way home.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, New Orleans was so much fun, and it felt so safe. And I feel like I want to mention that because of the unfortunate tragedy that took place in New Orleans. And you wonder with, you know, all the media in the world there, it was so safe. There was, you know, like police officers at every stop. You know, every street was lit up. And Michael Phillips told me, if you see a Super Bowl logo on the wall, it means someone's watching you, and there's camera, and it just made me feel more safe. And I will say the one crazy thing that happened to me was I told this story on air. Late night, was getting a drink with Grant Paulson of Granddaddy and Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, right? Longtime NFL reporter. And so I'm like the young guy. I'm trying to show off for those guys. And so I say, all right, this round's on me. So I buy a drink for Mike Jones and Grant Paulson, and then we walk Bourbon Street. They say goodnight. And that's when I look down and realize I left my card at that restaurant and my phone died, and it was 3 a.m. in Bourbon Street without a phone or my card. And so I walked up and down the street going in like every single bar. I finally found the one that I had bought them a drink at and got my card back. And it was crazy because everybody was – you'd think Bourbon Street was dead at 4 a.m.
No.
It was like a big group of people gathered around a piano because they were told that's where Lady Gaga was going to perform with Tom Brady. And you know what? I'm watching the damn big game, and they pull to a clip late night in Bourbon Street with Lady Gaga and Tom Brady. I should have stayed on Bourbon Street for another hour.
Yeah, you should have stuck around.
Yeah, man. So it was a ton of fun. I could talk about it for hours. We posted the best of podcasts of AWOD at Radio Row. And I'm sure there'll be more to talk about over the offseason here, because the conversations I had about Jaden and the Commanders are still relevant. Appreciate you listening to the show. Go Commanders, go. I'll see you guys next Saturday here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.